In Colorado Springs, Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. With Colorado's primary election now just 2 weeks away, voters have more options to cast their ballots starting today. Voter service and polling centers are opening across the state, offering help with registration, replacement ballots, and in-person voting. Ballot drop boxes remain the most popular way to vote and can be used up until 7 p.m. on Election Day, June 30th. The deadline to mail in your ballots is June 22nd. Learning how to practice medicine can be a pressure cooker for young doctors. A CU Anschutz partnership aims to help them cope. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Leaders with the internal medicine residency at CU School of Medicine say residents for years said they wanted help with mental health, but they were so busy and often there weren't enough providers available. The program teamed with Saul Mental Health. Dr. Katie Siddarth is with the internal medicine residency program.
We schedule them all for this, and then it's the assumption that they will go. It's pretty early on that they get that relationship going.
She says this fall, more residents and trainees will get expanded coverage through Saul. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
One of Colorado's most popular camping areas near Minturn is no longer free. Starting today, campers in Homestake Valley must pay $20 a night for individual sites. The change comes as the White River National Forest converts dozens of dispersed campsites into a managed campground to keep up with popularity. The new fees will pay for upkeep, waste removal, and visitor services. Sites will remain first come, first served through this season, but next year, the number is expected to be reduced by about half and will require reservations. Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.